is Theodore Roosevelt. I speak fluently in 5 different languages and read a book a day. I predict here on January 1st, Anno Domini 1919, that the Butter Boys will host a show entitled After the Beep. It will include many of the local color of Woodrow Wilson's home state of New Jersey. They will use telephone to attempt to form many relationships and adventures. Now sit back, friend, and enjoy After the Beep.
This message is for Mr. Jompkins. I brought your package to your home. You are not there. I will return at another time. This is Mr. Wendigo. Mr. Wendigo. This is Mr. Wendigo. Wendigo. Wendigo.
Hello, this is Mr. Jompkins. Mr. Wendigo, I was asleep. I've been taking way too many of my pain medicine. You see, I recently had my leg amputated. I'm going to need that package, okay? Because I think my life is in a lot of danger, and I do believe, Mr. Wendigo, that package will protect. I should not even be.
This is not Mr. Jompkins. My mistake. This is Mr. Wompkins. Yes, please deliver that package so that I may use it on my enemies. I mean, my teeth. Thank you, Mr. Wendigo.
It's actually me, Brian Jompkins. Okay, bye.
Mr. Jompkins, this is life. Demon talking here. I've been looking over this new Wendigo that you've been in contact with, and I think he's a very shady man. I don't believe that the package he wants to give you is the one that you think it should be, and I think that if you do it, you'll be going down a very bad road. I think as your legal counsel, we should take this to court and not be intimidated by Mr. Dr. Ost. That is my opinion anyway. But since my opinion doesn't work, who wants it? Who wants it? I think you should go ahead and do what your instincts tell you. And if they tell you to use this package to murder Dr. Oslo, then go ahead and do it. But I will not be involved. Also, delete this message after you hear it.
Hello, Officer Stims, the Silverback. This is Dr. Orst. I'm just wondering, have you perhaps seen my secretary, William Wayne? I've been calling him nonstop on his cell phone and at the office. He's supposed to be there fixing up the files because he's a file-fingering boy. And I haven't heard from him for quite some days. I've been on vacation working on my defense against this Jompkins guy and his lawyer, Lice Stemmen. If you could do an APB for this guy, for this William Wayne, that'd be great. I'd love it if you could find it for me.
Hi, this is Dr. T.J. Crestful at the St. Clair's Hospital in Denville, New Jersey. I'm calling Dr. Jason Orst on behalf of a patient of mine by the name of Guile Dompkins. It seems that he had to have his leg amputated, and he claims that it's because you would not see him. Now, I figured I'd give you the benefit of the doubt. But if this is true, it's very troubling. Please call me back. He says that you've been treating him, even though he does not have any insurance. I would love to speak on that. Please give me a call.
Hi, Dr. Orst. This is William here, just reviewing my notes before I come in tomorrow morning. I checked our answering machine, and I see that Lice Stemmen has called a couple times to review the case. I guess he wants to speak to you still. Moving along, Mr. Jompkins called again. His leg has been amputated, and we're going to have to take a look at the good leg now to see if there's anything up with that. All right, well, have a good rest of the day, and talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Well, officer, I just finally got a call back from William. Apparently, I had lost his contact, or he lost my contact. Either way, I don't know what happened that night. I called the office, and he was right there, in fact. And we actually had a long conversation person to person. And I gave him my number, and he gave me his. So now we know for sure that, well, we're there. I guess he was too busy to pick up the call. I just occasionally happens when we're at work. He has to do those files, of course, as you know. So that's what happened there. That's how we solved that.
Hi, this is Trevor, William Ruane's boyfriend. I was just wondering when he was going to come on home, because he'd be working over hours at the office doing paperwork, and I want to get those filing fingers up inside my house. Miss ya.
Hi, Dr. Orris. William again. I know you think it's funny after you go to your gay bars and you tell the people you meet to call the office and you give them William, my name. So I think we should probably call Trevor back and let him know the little joke you keep playing, in that you're actually the gay man and I am a heterosexual having a wife and two kids. Thank you.
William, I'm on a date with Lucy, actually, the female friend of that Bron Jonkins, and this is a strange message. I really don't appreciate it. Good thing it's only in my phone. No one else can hear it, including Lucy. Hey, hold on, Lucy.
Wait, what's on the phone name? What's on the phone?
Lucy, shush, it's okay.
I'm trying to get your heart. Swim, what's wrong? Why is it getting hard?
Lucy, hold on the phone here. William, we're going to have to talk about this in the office. I'll be back in like a week, I guess. Now I'm going to go back to my date with Lucy.
Mr. Wendigo, this is Lice Steinman. I want you to deliver the package directly to me. I do not trust Brian Jompkins to have the package. Please, bring it directly to me soon. I need a phone call back to confirm it. I'm being very quiet because I don't want my wife to hear this phone call conversation. You can understand what she would think if she had heard me talking to a mysterious middleman about a package and a client who I don't think is responsible enough to have it. It's all very, very crazy. So I would appreciate it if you would give me a call back so that you could give me the package and then I could talk to Brian directly. Thank you.
Lice Steeman, this is Mr. Wendigo. The package can be rearranged to go to you. It will cost an extra fee, which we will discuss in person. Give me your address and schedule a time. You must be there. If you do not, I will bring the package to Jompkins, though I do know it holds many secrets, and the one who had sent it to him, he has many secrets as well. He has imbued it with secrecy and given it to Mr. Wendigo. Mr. Wendigo. Wendigo. Wendigo.
Hello, Mr. Wendigo. This is Lice Steinman. My address is 7238 Rambo 777 Rambo Road. Meet me at the Stop and Shop on the corner, and we will exchange money for package. It's very important that I get this package before my client. I do not trust him. He is much too angry, and he is much too saddened. What he will do with it could be very, very bad. In fact, I just talked to his lawyers. I'm trying to clear that whole mess up. What they don't know won't hurt them. What's coming to them will. And I believe I am the man to do it. My client will thank me later. Goodbye.
Hello, this is Ryan Jompkins. I can't even... Oh, my God. I was following that girl, Lucy, because she was not answering my phone calls. And what I saw made me want to puke. As it turns out, she is on a date with Dr. Jason Orr. No more fucking around, Wendigo. I want that package.
This is Mr. Wendigo. Mr. Jopkins, the package, which was meant for you, is no longer yours to accept. I have already arranged to give it to another for a larger fee. I understand that since you are an amputee, and as a result of your own mistakes, that your case will be for nothing. It is pointless to accept this package. You might as well give up on your endeavors. As you are an amputee, there are too few roles for you anyway, such as cashiering or data entry, perhaps bagging groceries as well. This was Mr. Wendigo. Mr. Wendigo. Wendigo. Wendigo.
Mr. Steeman, this is Brian Jopkins. I'm currently on the floor because I fell off my bed. I cannot afford a nurse, and so I'm crawling around on a carpet like a goddamn animal. This has been the worst week of my whole entire life. I cannot stand it anymore. I wish I was dead. I need that package. I've got a waking suspicion that you have gotten the package from Wendigo yourself, and I need it. And I need it by the end of today if I'm going to get my revenge on the bastards that I blame for this problem. Dr. Jason Orst and his secretary, William Ruane. Hello, this is Lice Steeman calling Wendigo. Oh my goodness, I just got a phone call from Brian Johnson about the package. Mr. Wendigo, we need to make this happen today. I cannot keep this kid back any longer. He is just horribly depressed and angry and miserable. I've never, ever spoken to anybody like this in my life. And I've known many, many depressed and miserable people. So many of them. Too many of them. Surrounded by miserable, depressed people. It's crazy. I will need that package soon. Please respond to me whenever you get a chance so that we can move forward with this thing. Please, for God's sake.
This is Mr. Wendigo. I am at your house, Mr. Steeman. I have the package. I'm knocking on the door. I think I can hear you inside snoring. Unless that's just a house noise like an air conditioner. Or sometimes a toilet can. The water can lift. I've noticed it can lift that lid and make it flush itself. I may have to fix my toilet. The package is in my hand. It is at least 8 to 10 pounds. Besides the cushioning. I'm knocking on the door. Mr. Wendigo.
Mr. Wendigo, I just got your message. I am not home right now. I am at my office. I will come and pick up the package right now. Go wait in your car. I'll be there in 5 minutes. I live very close to the home. I do that on purpose so that if there's an emergency at home, I can get there in time and so that I don't waste gas driving all the way to work every single day. So I'm coming right now to pick up the package. I've got your money. By the way, that snoring that you hear is my wife. She is a very, very loud snorer. A very, very, very loud snorer. It is very distracting. I think that there is something wrong with her septum. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and she's not even breathing. I have to shake her and then she starts breathing again. And I think, would I have been happier if she didn't breathe? It's very, very depressing. But that's what happens when you're married for 30 years. Okay. Oh, well, 50 years. My bad. Okay, I will come and get the package now. See you soon. Please, please wait there patiently. Go.
Hi, Dr. Orsk. This is Roger Berthenstein. I'm calling to get my renewed prescription for my acne medication. Can you renew the prescription at the Walgreens pharmacy? And my mother, Lucy, will pick it up. Lucy Feinstein. So if you could do that, I'd really appreciate it because I'm breaking out pretty bad. I'm stressed out. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Orsk.
Roger Berthenstein. Hi. I actually had no idea you were a thing. If your mother has the mobility and time for you, I don't think she does right now. Her legs are a little rickety and her, you know, she's a little swollen at the moment. If you just, why don't you just take a picture of your last prescription, your receipt, just send it to me and I'll just write down one and take a picture of it and send it to you and you could just do what you can. I'll give you some Miftofarvin. Miftofarvin is really good for breaking out in stress. It'll keep you calm. Just let me send you a picture of that, and don't even bother with taking pictures of your other prescriptions.
Well, this was a very strange episode. I thought that things would start looking up instead of turning worse, but apparently Brian Jomkins had some kind of relationship with a Mr. Wendigo for a strange package, the contents of which were designed to get revenge on Dr. Jason Orsk. Honestly, I think these guys need to make up or something. I thought things were going to start looking up this episode, and there'd be some kind of healing, but it just seems to get weirder and weirder. At least, you know, Dr. Orsk is going on a date with Lucy or Lisa, and things could look up from there. But now she has a kid? I don't know. As always, we have a sponsor, and it's great to have a sponsor.